Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, despite Snowtorious B.I.G., otherwise known as the recent blizzard, did you manage to see any movies over the holidays? It's been the usual year-end crush of pretty good movies, hoping to be top of mind in the Oscar race. And we wanted to hear from you about one of them in particular, Black Swan, the ballet world horror film by Darren Aronofsky. We aren't looking for a review, though you can throw that in too, so much as a reality check. The film is set in and around Lincoln Center, where the real New York City Ballet Company is based. So, dancers, have you seen it? How well do they capture the reality of your lives? Good topic for a horror film because of the nature of being a dancer. Call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Our lines are open. We thought about asking cowboys to call in about True Grit, but we reasoned we'd have better luck here in New York City with ballerinas. Did they get it right? And you don't have to be an actual professional ballet dancer. You can be somebody who has studied at any time in ballet or in modern or whatever. But 212-433-WNYC. I know this is the buzz of the dance world right now with this movie out and some of the really tough scenes in it and the portrayal of what the lifestyle is like. 212-433-9692. Much was made of the lead actress Natalie Portman's physical preparation for the role. Did she look like a ballet star to you? How physically demanding is being a professional dancer in New York? Tell us about your preparation. How much time do you spend moving? What injuries have you sustained? What did they get right? And what did they miss? And what do you think about seeing your life's work as the setting of a horror movie? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Is dance as psychologically challenging or even damaging as portrayed? And one other thing you might think about, how does Black Swan compare to other movies set in the ballet world that you might have seen? I'm thinking of Red Shoes from the 1940s, or The Turning Point from 1977, or The Company, the Robert Altman movie from 2003. Do you have another favorite? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And let's put a couple of people on together here and have this conversation. We have Joy in Brooklyn Heights. Joy, you there?
I am.
Hey, Joy. And we're going to put you on with Greg in Carroll Gardens. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
And also Ian in Manhattan. Ian, are you there? Hi.
Hi, I'm right here.
So,
how are you?
Great. So we have Greg, Joy, and Ian. And Joy, what are you thinking? Did you see the movie?
Yes, I saw the movie and I loved it, but I don't think it's entirely about ballet.
Well, clearly not.
Yes.
But I'm kind of picking out that piece of it. What did you think about? Well, what do you do? Are you a dancer?
I'm a psychologist, a psychoanalyst.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ian, are you a dancer?
Yes, I'm a dancer. How are you?
Good, good. And Greg, are you a dancer?
I'm not a dancer, but I'm married to a dancer, and I've worked with dancers.
All right, so let's have this conversation. You guys talk to each other. Ian, as the actual dancer in the group, what'd you think as you sat there and watched?
As I sat there and watched, I could not stop laughing. It's going to be the new Showgirls. It is unintentionally hilarious. Every time Vincent Cassell, he's the director, says, I know, Nina, you could be the white swan, but I want to see the black swan. You have to take a shot because it's just, and you'll be drunk by the end of the movie. It is unintentionally hilarious. It will be the next Showgirls. I'm telling you, there'll be cult midnight screenings. It is horrible. It is one of the most funny movies. I was expecting Pia Zadora to jump out of nowhere.
Are you saying that it's not accurate?
It's not accurate at all. It's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's really funny. The movie should be a comedy. I'm telling you, I was expecting the mother, who is Barbara Hershey, she should have been played by Pia Zadora. And then it would have just been set as a total camp classic.
Well, I was sitting next to my wife the whole time, and I got to say, she was cringing through the entire movie because you know, obviously it's not accurate, but it's, she thought it was, she felt it, you know, she felt everything that that dancers felt.
I felt it. I felt laughter. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, how did you guys not laugh during the scenes when she's, you know, fiddling with herself and she turns around and her mother is, it's a close-up of the mother and it's like this doomsday music. I mean, it's just, it's total camp.
I did laugh during that scene. I thought it was, I agree, there were some very funny parts, but the stuff,
but it wasn't
about
meant to be
the
funny.
Pressure of,
that's
that
what,
dancers
that's
go
what
through,
makes camp.
I think was real.
Greg, it's very
interesting that you guys know, you know, you're, one's a dancer, one's married to a dancer. I don't know the dance world. I go and sit as an audience person. What I found fascinating that it's really a story about a woman becoming psychotic, and you see her unraveling. The what reality is versus what fantasy is gets blurred, and the parts that you thought were funny, like the mother, you know, she's masturbating, and then she sees her mother. She thinks she sees her mother. She's sure she sees her mother. But, in fact, that's a fantasy. Her mother's not really sitting in the chair there.
Well, that's the thing with that movie. You never know what was real and what wasn't.
Well, that's what was so fascinating about it, and that's what I loved about it, because I think that it's very hard to get inside the mind of somebody if your mind doesn't work like that, and it shows how she's starting to go crazy. And the context of being in a high-stress sort of context, and I think the ballet situation, which the two of you know, you know, far better than I, the context makes it, puts the pressure on in that way. And so her fragile personality just buckles under, you know, that kind of pressure.
All right. Well, callers are talking to each other about the depiction of the dance world in The Black Swan. And to Greg, Joy, and Ian, we're going to add Lisa in Rockland County and Ruella on the Upper West Side. Can we do that, or we don't have enough lines for that? No, okay, we're just going to add Lisa for now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
You
are?
Can you hear me? Yeah, hi, Lisa. You're on the air. Were you or are you a dancer professionally?
I danced in American Ballet Theater for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So what did you think about this?
Well, I really love hearing this woman, the psychologist, what she had to say. I agree with that, because there is a lot of truth to someone falling apart in that kind of stress, and it is very stressful being in a ballet company. The thing that I was upset about with the movie was that they didn't take the opportunity to actually do something beautiful with the ballet. I mean, there was an opportunity lost there because the ballet portion was just not good.
You know,
no matter how many hours Natalie Portman put into learning the craft, you cannot learn that craft in 6 months.
They use body double for her for all the point work and stuff.
But isn't that the point, guys, that it's not really about ballet? The ballet is just the frame.
Yes, I agree with that, except that I also think that they could have had some spectacular dancing in there as well.
Yes,
which would have brought the level of the movie up.
It just seemed to me like I was watching the whole film, and I was expecting it to be directed by John Derrick, starring Bo Derrick, and having it was so campy. It was just like just every frame, and it's just the unintentional laughs, and it's just, at least at the audience I saw, everyone was laughing throughout the entire thing, and I saw it in Lincoln Center, at Lincoln Plaza Cinemas on 68th Street, and I'm telling you, it's going to become a midnight movie because just the lines that are just said, the dialogue is just complete camp.
I think we can have a drinking game playing
the protagonist. I could totally see drag queens being every character. Even the fact that the girl who didn't get along with her, who she has this so-called lesbian relationship with, has a black swan tattooed on her back. I mean, it's just so over the top.
I think we need a new drinking game where people take a shot every time Ian says camp or Pia Sidora. Joy, I'm going to let you go so we can clear a line for somebody else. Thank you very much. Everybody else with direct connections to dance can stay on.
Can I ask Lisa a quick question?
Yeah.
I mean, did you feel that the pressure that the dancers were under, forgetting how, you know, heightened it was in the movie, but could you relate with that?
I absolutely think that kind of stress does exist, and we did have a few people, one in particular, who went into, she really became psychotic. She walked know, it was absolutely off the charts. So, yes, the pressure is there.
Also joining us, Jessica in Brooklyn, who wants to add a thought about the role of women as depicted in this movie. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, London. How are you?
Good. And you're on with Greg and Ian and Lisa. So you saw Black Swan?
Yes, I saw Black Swan, and I have to really agree. You know, I take dance as recreation, and I was really interested with the Rodarte sisters doing the costuming, and, you know, this kind of movie really appealed to me. But I have to say, you know, in watching it, I was really disappointed in how the way women were kind of portrayed in these really, I think, kind of dated and cliche archetypes of, you know, and I think also how those were visually kind of presented, like the virginal, kind of pure, uptight dancer. And then I think another caller had alluded to, you know, this other kind of campy element, the darker character. You know, she literally wears a lot of eye makeup and has tattoos, and, you know, the women, once they're out of their prime, are kind of, you know, not to be a spoiler, but I just thought it was all kind of relying on the cliche. And the psychological, kind of physical elements of the dancer's life, I think, are, you know, interesting and a point that people are interested in watching.
Uh-huh.
But I think,
Lisa, did you react like that at all?
Well, you know, now dance is different now. You know,
right.
There are people with tattoos. There are, I mean, it's very, very, things have changed a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, my reaction was more that, I think there were things in there psychologically that were based on reality.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that her, what am I trying to say?
It's just a very misogynistic movie. I thought it was to be.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was extremely misogynistic.
Yeah.
But it was misogynistic towards men there too, if that makes sense, because the only male character was a total pig.
I know what I was going to say.
He's French and he's a pig.
I thought it relied on all of these negative, kind of thoroughly absorbed cliches.
Let me get one more. Ian, I'm going to let you go to clear a line. Thank you so much
for
a great contribution.
It's hilarious. Everybody go out. It's the best comedy of the year.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Lisa? The other thing, I guess, which is related to what they were saying, is that, you know, you don't have to be sexual to be a good dancer.
Right, yeah. Right.
That was the thing that bothered me.
Well,
and I think that's what you guys are talking about.
Well, I'll tell
and
you
I,
what.
I
as
think,
a,
Yeah.
As a recreational
I think too,
dancer,
how they made her character so sexualized, and that was what was giving her power, and it was so dark. I just thought it was all simplifying it to these bad girl, you know, good girl, like all these very dated cliches.
Well, we're gonna have to leave it here, but
okay.
You know, the Turning Point, which was Mikhail Baryshnikov's first movie, was probably responsible for getting a lot of mothers to enroll their daughters in ballet classes. I'm guessing Black Swan might have the opposite effect. After seeing the movie, one woman I know said her granddaughter will not become a dancer.
I heard someone saying that as they were leaving the theater.
That is so sad. If that's the case, I feel very badly for that.
Lisa in Rockland, Sarah in Union County, Jessica in Brooklyn, Greg in Carroll Gardens. Great conversation, and to the others who were on, too. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Brian.
For doing a little movie review roulette with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.